Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash at 7:38. And if you're looking in for anything to do these school holidays, then head to hot91.com.au to check out our What's On page.
Yeah, Ash, you and I run a pretty genuine show. We call it how we see it. There's a stack of reality TV that we think's for the birds because it's crap and highly produced and overrated. But there's one person who stands head and shoulders, which is hard for her to do because she's quite short, but head and shoulders above everyone else in the industry is someone who is just a down-to-earth rock star. We love her guts. Her name is Sophie Monk, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Soph.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, bud.
Now, Soph, I didn't know that you were short. What's your height?
No, I was thinking that too. I was like, I feel like I'm 5'7", and with heels on, I'm like 6 foot.
Sophie.
Oh. I don't feel like I'm that short.
Yeah. Dude,
you're short. When we did the walk for Daniel a little while
says
ago.
Says the man who's like...
I had runners on. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm deceiving. I'm deceiving my
Sam says though, he's
very
like...
high heels.
He's the one who's 7 foot tall. Oh, yeah. So everyone's short to him.
Well,
yeah.
Everyone's short to you.
But, bud, Beauty and the Geek. 11th of July, we're kicking things off. Now, I know you, and I know that you don't mince your words around, but you have been quite effusive with support of this show, apart from the fact you're hosting it, but the fact that it's actually a rockin' show. Tell us all about it.
Oh, it's the best show ever. It's just, you're going to be laughing, and then all of a sudden you're crying. You just, the cast are just, I don't know how they'll top it.
Aww.
The cast are so gorgeous. It's just, I'm in love with all of them, which is rare for a show too. You know, like, you've got one that you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
But no, they're all just adorable.
Yeah, so. Because it's kind of, we were just talking earlier as well, like what the difference between a geek and a nerd is.
What is the difference?
Yeah.
So do you know that answer, Soph?
Well, I'm definitely not studied in that area. I'm just
no.
I think this nerd's more... like I am, I'd say dorky, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then geek's like smart, right?
So, well, a nerd, they're saying, is a studious intellectual type of person, sort of more achievement-oriented, whereas geek is kind of, they're obsessed with the newest, coolest, trendiest things, you know, like technology-wise.
Gadgets and stuff, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
So that sounds, yeah, because we didn't know that either. We were sort of thinking, oh, I wonder if Soph knows about that. But this is a great show, and everything that you host seems to turn to gold, which is good, because, you know, you can have your Ginsbergs, and you can have your Deniers. And
back
they're
off,
all,
Denya. Yeah,
but no one does it like the Monk Master, do they?
That's
like,
true.
You're very sweet, but it's so not true. So nearly every show that I've been on has been discontinued.
Let's talk about Bardot.
I will take that title.
I love that so much.
Now, let's talk about your love life because you're happily loved up at the moment.
Yeah.
But talk us through your pursuit and challenges when you have been single. Have you gone out with a geek? Has a geek been in the Sophie Monk repertoire?
I just like good people.
Yeah.
I think, and learning off people as well. So my partner now is way smarter than me, like book smart, got degrees, you know, all those kind of things.
Sounds like a geek.
Yeah, bet he's hot too. But he's like my own Google. He just sits there and I'm like, what's this mean? And he's just got the answer to everything. So
I love
luckily.
That.
Google and a doodle. Yeah. Way to play.
Oh, Sam! Stop it.
What's that?
You don't want to know, Sophie. You don't want to know what he just said. He said something that rhymes with Google. He's a Googlender.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course he does. He's a male. So
well,
of course
I'm just talking anatomically.
Oh, jeez. So it's so nice to chat to you today. And now, when does this start, did you
11th.
Say?
11th. 11th of July?
Right.
Yeah. So it's Sunday.
So can we expect? Can we expect sort of? You know, you said it's a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Have we gone through the part where there's just genuinely nice people, or do we have a villain set up and all that sort of stuff again?
No, it's just genuinely bringing the best out of each other. Which normally you think that sounds like boring TV, but it's not. It's the most entertaining show. Like it's the first time ever I've turned up on time and a bit early.
So I'm really, really keen to do this.
Yeah, and see what was happening to them all. And there's no pressure on romance at all.
Yeah.
Like if they're friends, whatever. But there is a lot of romance.
That's
cute. Gorgeous.
I love that. Yeah, I'm assuming they'd sort of teach each other, you know, lots of different things from different perspectives too, which would be nice. So
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It'll be your favourite show.
I cannot wait. Yeah, you know, good. I trust you. When you say these things to us, I trust you, Soph. So. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you and cannot wait to see Beauty and the Geek when it airs this Sunday.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Have a good day, lovely. Bye.
You too. Bye. 91's 20 songs.